720 WGN. Ken Smith with you. Happy Thanksgiving. Still got a few hours of Thanksgiving to go. Hopefully you're digesting with me tonight before you go out and hit the stores tomorrow on Black Friday. Hopefully you're having a great day. On the phone with me now is the host and creator of a very unique show that you can find on Amazon Prime Video right now. It's called Comics Watching Comics. Very interesting. Kevin Gutti, welcome to 720 WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's goatee, like the beard that I
won't
grow.
It is like goatee. Okay.
Good. Common misconception, though. No worries.
That's okay, because I've been saying goatee to myself for the last day, and I'm going, I got to make sure I don't call him goatee. But it is goatee.
I'm more amazed that you've been pronouncing my name for the last day, just kind of practicing.
Absolutely. In the mirror, no problem. How's your Thanksgiving going so far?
It's going well. Interesting games of football today. I had some, you know, ate like a pig, like most people did across America, but, you know, one in Rome.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you've got this show. It's on Amazon Prime Video.
Correct.
Comics Watching Comics. Well, before we talk about the show, tell me a little bit about what I have quite an affinity for comedians, because I think it's really one of the toughest jobs in the world. There's a lot of failure there. I mean, I'm sure that there are a lot of tough nights, especially when you're first starting off. So what made you want to become a comedian in the first place?
Great question. I mean, listen, it is tough, but come on, there are tougher jobs like being a sniper or being Melissa McCarthy's dietitian.
right.
What got me in was, so I got started a little bit later in comedy. I'm going to come up on 10 years in March anniversary. I mean, I've been in corporate America for the entire time since I got out of college, and just watching people on the subways here in the city, and I'm in Manhattan, and it's just the way to go through corporate America. You're just fighting and clawing for these bonuses, and just, you know, people are just counting the hours down till Friday at 5. But that's no way to live, and this is not my life. I went to school for film and TV, and I kind of had like a renaissance in 2009, and said, people have always told me I've been funny. I've always been able to make people laugh with stories or jokes or whatever. And I said, well, what the hell? Let's go give stand-up comedy a try. So I said, let's, you know, take a few months, write down some material I thought was funny, go over it over and over and over, practice it, you know, burned it on my MP3 players, you know, CDs in the car, drove and just memorized the hell out of it. And then I went to my first open mic on, March 12th, 2010.
Wow.
And that's been the story since. So I said, no, let's give that. And then
so this
when
has
I
not been
into comedy.
This has not been a lifelong, you know, ambition for you.
Here and there, I was like, I think I could do this. I kind of kicked the idea around right when I got out of college, and I said, oh, no, I'm in corporate America now. That's the way to make money and do all that, and that's the way most people live their lives and are supposed to live their lives. And like I said, after a while, I go, this sucks. Like, this is not the life for me, and it's just so soul-sucking and grinding, and, you know, it's just not the way. No. So I was just trying to find something that I'm good at, maybe see if there is an out there. So that's how I ended up doing stand-up comedy.
How did that first open mic night go for you?
I mean, look, anyone who says that they did well their first night is usually, not always, but usually lying. I, of course, bombed gloriously, but at least I had some jokes in there that got legit laughs, and I didn't tell anybody that it was my first time, because then you'll get the obligatory applause, and you'll get few easy laughs. So I didn't tell anybody it was my first night. I got a few legit laughs. So I said, you know what, I know I'm brand spanking new, and if I get some real laughs, again, with very little honed skills, then there's something here.
Do you remember the point at which you said to yourself, I can make a living doing this?
Let's get one thing straight. I am not making a living doing this by any stretch. There are kids on the subway who yell out "Showtime!" who make more than most stand-up comics do. I'm still in corporate America. I'm just doing a few other things, like you said, with comics, watching comics, voiceover, a few other shows I've created. I'm just trying to get as many tools in my tool bag so when I get that tap on the shoulder by the industry and they want to buy one of these shows, I'm ready to roll, and then I'll be ready to tell corporate America, you know, to peace out, and
right.
That's it. So I'm still here.
Do the mic drop, right? So comics watching comics sounds self-explanatory, but tell me about it.
So the tagline, it's Last Comic Standing meets Mystery Science Theater 3000. What we did was, it's my show. I taped a bunch of comedians throughout the years at a casting call I held, and they did their best 5 minutes in front of everybody. I take that footage, bring it back to my house where I have more tenured, more successful comedians. We watch, we critique, we praise, we offer advice, we ball bust. And if the comic is terrible, we rip them apart. If, you know, whatever, if they're extremely bad. The goal of the show is not to put people down. It's to promote intermediate comics, kind of give them another avenue of getting noticed. So that's the whole point. And at the end of every season, we pick a winner to perform at a showcase, which I did a couple of years ago at Gotham Comedy Club. Sold it out. Thank you very much. And that also is on Amazon Video as well. So it's also to promote, you know, so it's also to give comics a new avenue. And because of that, I've given over, let me do some quick, very quick math, roughly 200 comics, thereabouts, Amazon credits and IMDb credits.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do they yeah. know that you are recording them for the show when they went in?
100%. Okay. I sent an email out saying, look, here's the story. You know, and by season three, because I take two seasons of comics at once, like one and two, three and four, five and six, seven and eight. But by three and four, I go, you know what to expect. If you stink, you're going to get eaten alive. If you're great, you're going to get shattered from the heavens. So if you don't have that kind of stomach in for it now, if you have a weak stomach or thick skin or thin skin to take the ball busting or the criticism harshly, this is not the time. You should probably get up right now and walk out. So yeah, and it's an email. I was right before I start the audition off of the taping, I would say the same exact thing about last chance. If you don't have the skin to do this, there's the door. No hard feelings. I get it. So everyone's very well aware what to expect, and it's even funny when people still come through and be surprised if they just ate it.
Kevin Goatee's
the wrath.
Kevin Goatee's our guest. He's the host and creator of Comics Watching Comics on Amazon Prime TV. So yes, you everyone's forewarned, but I'm sure you still get some upset people there with shattered egos, don't you?
Absolutely, without question.
And so what happens in that case? Do they come back and go, hey man, rip me apart?
No one has actually come to my face and done it. That's the funny thing. I'll hear about it through friends or rumors. I have yet to have someone come to my face and say something like, dude, what happened? Or maybe down the road, like, I was like, oh, you guys really took me apart, ha, ha, ha. But not like in a whiny, sad way. So,
okay. Have any of the comics that you've had on your show kind of hit it big or bigger?
We have a couple people. Season one winner Jason Scoop went on to a show that was on USA for a hot second called First Impressions.
Okay, never heard of it, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, it only lasted one season. That's why I never heard of it. Some of the panelists you may have heard of, Jimmy Failia, season one panelist, is a Fox News, Fox Channel correspondent. Mike Gaffney was on America's Got Talent. Shuley Agar from the Howard Stern Show. If you're a Stern fan, well, here you go. Mike Buschetti from the Artie Lang Show. Gina Brion, HBO Latino. We've had a lot. Eddie Brill, who used to book Letterman.
Sure,
has been
yeah.
a comic forever. Eddie was the master panelist on season eight. So, yeah, we've got a lot of names on the show and, you know, hoping to get picked up by a bigger network where we can get even bigger names on there. So that's the plan.
Kevin Goatee is our guest. Comics Watching Comics is his show on Amazon Prime Video, and you can check that out right now. But he is a jack of all trades, my friends. Not only is he doing Comics Watching Comics, he has a show called Fantasy Football Jibber Jabber. So
I do.
You had the remote in one hand and the turkey leg in the other all day. When we come back, I want to talk a little football with you. How does that sound?
Sounds magical. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Fantasy football jibber jabber with Kevin Gauthier coming up in just a second. This is 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Ashley, how did you know that I was a Duran Duran fan?
I mean, who is
it? I look like a... I know I look like a huge Simon Le Bon fan, don't I?
You scream Duran Duran.
I scream Duran. I actually do scream Duran Duran once I've had a few Jamesons. Absolutely.
There you go.
720 WGN. Ken Smith with you until 10 p.m. My guest right now is Kevin Gauthier. He's the host of Comics Watching Comics. Season 1 through 8 is available on Amazon Prime Video. Kevin, happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you for stopping by for a little bit today on this Thanksgiving night.
My absolute pleasure. Believe me, this is more fun than watching this Atlanta game here. They are terrible.
Oh, well, I want to talk to you about a little bit about football because you're also the creator of Fantasy Football Jibber Jabber, which airs on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. I used to work with a guy named Twitch, but he had Tourette's. What is Twitch?
You worked with Michael J. Fox? That's pretty cool. Amazing. Look at you. You sneaking in that little humble brag. Twitch is a streaming network. We actually aren't on there anymore, but
oh, okay.
Facebook
right.
Live. No big deal. Facebook Live, YouTube. Make it available as a podcast as well. So, fantasy football jibber jabber. I mean, here's the story. Look, there are a ton of fantasy football shows. We all know that. But all these shows, I think, are – look, the information is great, but you know what's not great? The hosts talking over each other and no one's funny, where my co-host Gerard Heron, another comic in the area, we make it funny. And we also combine fantasy football with NFL betting. You never see a fantasy football show cross paths or vice versa. So we got, you know, two guys who are funny, and we've got the mixture of betting on the games as well as fantasy football advice. That's the difference between us and everybody else.
Well, I find it interesting. It's you're in New York. You've got two teams that suck in New York. We only have one
horrendously
team.
Horrendously suck.
I love to get the impression, like the Bears today were 5.5-point favorites over the, I forgot who they, over the Lions today.
Right.
And I'm like, they're not going to cover that. But that's because I watched the Bears game. I was like, they're not going to beat them by 6 points or more. They're just not going to do it. I would like to know from an outsider's perspective what your thoughts are about the Bears, not just today, but just in general.
Well, here are my thoughts, and my thoughts are in actions. I have under 9 wins bet in for the Bears, and also have no on making the playoffs. So
that was before the season?
Yes, though pre-August, I put all my over-unders in, and that was 2 of them right there. No on playoffs, under 9. I actually did take the Bears today in a teaser and took them down to getting 0.5 point. Unfortunately, I paired it with the stupid Dallas Cowboys. Well, all you had to do was win. I was laying 0.5 point, and they went out there and just pooped the bed. Viciously pooped the bed, I might add.
Yeah, that game was here on 720 WGN, and it was not pretty if you're a Cowboys fan. The Cowboys and the Bears' next opponent. So what did you see in – because everyone here in Chicago was like, okay, this is well, it was going to be the Bears versus the Browns in the Super Bowl, right? Everyone was like, oh, 12-4. Mitch Trubisky is going to take the next step. Matt Nagy's offense is going to be even more razzle-dazzle, but and you weren't buying it. What is it that you saw or didn't see in this Bears team before the season started?
What I don't see are any playmakers on offense. I don't see anyone at wide receiver that scares me. Tight end, running back, David Montgomery hasn't done much. Mitch Trubisky did it all with smoke and mirrors. The biggest thing I saw was last year, you guys had the absolutely, and it's a fact, easiest ranked schedule in the entire NFL. So when you guys had to pay the piper this year and face a tougher schedule, I had a very good feeling you would fold like a house of cards. And so far, I'm looking good in that prediction. We'll see. Not there yet. But that's what I saw, and I don't see with the Bears. The defense is still solid, but it can't carry you over with Mitch Trubisky. He's not good at football, that's for sure.
You don't have to sound so cheery about it. You hear that? you hear that little twinge of New York arrogance in there that I told you so.
Listen, as a New York Giants fan, there's not much arrogance going on here when you're 2-9. Oh. They stink too.
Oh, what's going on there? That's unbelievable. I mean, yeah, the Bears beat the Giants. That doesn't tell you how bad the Giants are.
Well, the Giants, if you saw the game, actually I was on a plane back from Disney World. Apparently the Giants missed a lot of kicks. And
they did.
The coaches, yeah, then that's it. And they, if they would have made them all points after and field goals, they would have won. They covered the six, by the way, which is amazing. But the problem with the Giants is their defense stinks. The pass rush is extinct like the dodo. And Pat Shurmur is an awful, awful coach. And here's my problem with him. You have a Ferrari in your garage with Saquon Barkley.
Yes.
Last year, they let him go nuts. This year, when he's touching the ball 10 to 15 times, that is a problem. And you're handicapping yourself by doing that. Now, I agree with the change of quarterback with Eli. I would have maybe waited another game or two, but I don't have the problem yanking him early. This was a lost year. We all knew that. I had no problems with that. But it's just when you have a guy like Barkley, you want to try and win games with a rookie quarterback, at least give the kid a chance for the defense to back off and respect and then maybe go to zone. Do that. But when they don't, and when they know that Barkley's not getting the ball there as much, they're going to come bring the house. Daniel Jones has right now a ball control issue, maybe because he's hearing steps. I don't know. Offensive line, it was decent, not as good as what we thought it was in the beginning of the year was going to be. But that's a problem. Pat Shurmur's making a lot of awful, awful coaches where I think he's trying to overtake Jason Garrett when it comes to stupid coaching questions or decisions, excuse me, for the year. I would not be surprised to see Shurmur get fired. And I hope he does.
It sounds, Kevin, like you haven't given this any thought at all.
No, I just have a show where I have no opinions whatsoever. That's what happens.
Kevin Gauthier is with us. Watching Comics is a show on Amazon Prime Video and also Fantasy Football Jibber Jabber on YouTube and Facebook. And so why don't you give us who do you like? Still three games today, but fantasy-wise, who do you like on Sunday?
I love Aaron Rodgers on Sunday against my aforementioned New York Giants because the Giants defense made Mitch Trubisky look like Mitch Buchanan against the Giants defense. shout out Baywatch. Giants have allowed an insane amount of deep ball touchdowns, 12.3% to be exact, against deep balls. Plus, Aaron Rodgers got absolutely embarrassed the other night against the Niners. They're going to bounce back. I know that the Packers actually have a tough time when coming out here to play. The Giants are just so bad, and the Packers, just after getting beaten up, are going to fly. I think they're just going to whip on them. So I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a big day. I also like Cooper Kupp. He also got shut down against the Ravens, who I had on Monday night, too. I love that one. Cooper and Arizona, it's amazing. Arizona allows 5 touchdowns in the last 4 games to wide receivers. And I think Cooper Kupp is going to be is going to have a hell of a game for sure. Who else did
He's always hit or miss, Cooper Kupp. I mean, he'll either not do much, or he'll have he'll have 170 yards and 2 touchdowns. You know,
well, he was a miss last week, and now he's against an awful, porous Arizona defense. so I'm going to roll the dice with Cooper Kupp, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to come out smelling like roses.
There you go.
And I picked him up last week, and it looked like a genius for doing so. Jonathan Williams, the running back on Indianapolis. Marlon Mack out again. He had over 100 and a touchdown last week. Titans have allowed a running back to score or allow 100 yards in each of the last 3. Colts run the ball 4th most times in the NFL. Those are just a quick few guys I really, really like this week. In fantasy, I can give you a couple more. I'll tell you what I will because I'm a nice guy.
Okay.
Sam Darnold, the other guy on the JV squad football of New York,
yes.
New York Jets.
Yes.
He's had a sneaky good past 3 weeks, at least 21 points in each of the last games of the 3 weeks. The Bengals allow a lot of points, too. They're
horrible.
What is it? The last 8 quarterbacks have scored at least 21 points or more. And every time I hear the word Sam Darnold, I hear Mike Francesa on New York radio. It's like Travis Daw knows. He's a horrible New Long Island accent, long and short. And my favorite player name to say for this year is DJ Chark, DJ Chark.
He's
of
had
the Jaguars.
Had some great games. And when you're thinking fantasy football, you really aren't thinking about Jacksonville.
No, not at all.
But he's been pretty good.
The fact, it's the matchup this week for sure. They have the Buccaneers in the battle of mess-filled Florida. The Bucs allow 71% of their red zone yards through the air, and they also allow the second most red zone drives. That's a lot, and I think a lot of those points are going to come in the air, and DJ Shark will be the benefit of those yards. That Bucs secondary is terrible, almost as bad as the Giants. Maybe they can have like a stink off in the very near future.
Kevin Gauthier is our guest. Fantasy football jibber jabber is his gig on Facebook Live and on YouTube. And there's also a NFL betting component to it. When we come back from the, if you can stick around for just a couple more minutes to take a quick break,
sure.
And then we can talk a few numbers for Sunday.
I'm all around. I can stick around for a long time, just hanging out here watching the Falcons stink it up.
Sounds good. Ken Smith with you till 10 o'clock. Football jibber jabber with Kevin Gauthier. We're going to talk some NFL gambling football coming up next on 720 WGN. Ken Smith with you until 10 p.m. on this Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Joining us from New York City is Kevin Gauthier. He is the host of Comics Watching Comics and also the host of Fantasy Football Jibber Jabber, which is available on YouTube and Facebook. Happy Thanksgiving, Kevin. Thanks for joining us.
Back at you, Ken.
Now, I know that New Jersey has legal gambling now, correct?
Okay,
so when you bet on football, now do you go to Jersey and do it legally, or do you still go see your guy?
So I'm up front. I'm in mostly in the city for comedy. I live in Jersey, and in fact, I live 10 minutes from Giants Stadium, and I still go see my guy. It's a lot quicker, a lot easier instead of having to go. And it's the FanDuel track, the sports book is right behind Giants Stadium, real easy to get to. But yeah, it's a lot easier just to text.
just text your guy.
Nice. It's very nice to have been there.
So how have you been doing so far this season?
I am 64% against the spread in the NFL. I can document the hell out of it.
Everyone says that they're 64%. There's no way you're 64%.
There's 100% of a 64%.
64%, so you're up.
Yeah. I'm up. Absolutely, I'm up.
What do you usually...
last year, I was 62% last year, and I said, there's no way in hell that this is going to replicate. And this year, 64. Maybe it tinged down because I'm 0-1 for today, so let's call it 63.
So
the point of the day was 64.
Are you lucky or are you good? Or a little bit of both? A little bit of both,
No,
huh?
No. There's a lot of both. There's actually more luck than that. It's just having the right side doesn't mean squat. I thought I was on the right side of Dallas today. Everything had to line up right. I said, well, I thought, hey, Bills haven't beat anybody good all year. Dallas after a tough loss in New England with a bad penalty. They're home. They're at Thanksgiving. They need the game. Again, Buffalo hasn't beat anybody good. Let's tease that down to a pick 'em. That should be an easy one, right? Wrong. So
yeah, Dallas forgot to show up for the game. Almost.
Yeah, they're just not. They're just not that good. That's what it comes down to. So yeah, a lot of luck. I had one losing week. I've had to send money in. Like, I'm not killing it every week. Maybe a couple $100, you know, in some weeks. Some weeks it's a couple thousand, depends. But I've only had one losing week, so knock on wood, let's continue that trend for the rest of the season.
Now, here in Chicago, legalized sports gambling has not happened yet. It will, but it is legal in Indiana, so I can just go 20 minutes from downtown and go to the casino there and put in a legal bet, because of course I would never bet illegally on sports or do it online in some overseas country or anything like that. I would never ever do that. So
of course not.
Right. So for those of us who are going to be going to Indiana over the weekend to do some legal sports gambling, why don't you drop us a couple of nuggets of your 63%? Let's see what you got for us.
I, in the words of your fellow WGN employee Hawk Carlson, This is my I love, let's put it on the board. I really like I said before, with Green Bay, 6.5 laying 6.5 in Giant Stadium. Yes, you still call it Giant Stadium. No, we don't call it MetLife.
Don't call it MetLife.
Won a Super Bowl in 50 years. Yeah, we call it still Giant Stadium. Sorry, guys. I like the Packers for a multitude of reasons, as I said before. Embarrassed. Rodgers' worst game of his career. Giants' defense is softer than melted butter. I get it. Giants have also 1-6 against the spread at home. And Packers 8-3 straight up of late. The Packers need this game. I like the Packers.
Did I hear you right that the Packers are 6.5-point road favorites?
The Giants are that bad. I don't like them. I do not like them. I do not like them. I've got a few more here for you. I like Miami as well as the under. Philadelphia, they are playing with a MASH unit out there at wide receiver. And the guys that are playing, I think, all graduated from county college football, flag football. Philly of late, 2-4 against the spread. They are 5 out of 7 with the under of late. Miami, 5-2 against the spread. Their last 4 out of 5 versus Philly have been under. And overall, 11 out of 12 with Miami have gone under. There's no way Philly covers 9 on the road in Miami. I'd be shocked. Miami's doing the worst job of tanking. They're playing very well, very competitively. Even against the Browns, and they were getting blown out, they were still making an effort. So I like Miami. I like the under of that game as well. I think it's 45. And I really like Pittsburgh getting 2. Pittsburgh 10-0 straight up at home against Cleveland. Browns 3-15-1 and straight up against Pitt. And they're 4-16 straight up on the road. And then after, of course, let's not forget, they lost a few key players on defense after that Monday Night Raw event on Thursday a couple weeks ago, where Myles Garrett decided to throw a helmet like he was throwing a beer keg at Magnus Magnusson.
Ridiculous.
Hilarious. Yeah, I like Pittsburgh. I think the new guy, actually, when he came in, when they benched Rudolph, he started throwing bombs. Rudolph wasn't throwing bombs. So if they get Juju back, I think they start airing it out a little bit more. So Pittsburgh plus the 2. And I really like the Jacksonville over 48. I believe it's 48 or 48.5. Tampa Bay has covered what has gone over 9 out of their last 9.
Wow.
And 5 out of 5 on the road. And when Jacksonville plays Tampa, they go over 4 out of 5 times. The Jacksonville defense has been bad. I mean, do you see what happened with Tennessee last week? I had the Tennessee over, and I was, you know, quaking my boots a little bit. It was 41.5, and at the half, it was 10-0. But what happened? Derrick Henry rips up like a 70-yard touchdown. Next play, pick, and then they get the ball right back. Derrick Henry, bang, another touchdown. Then the next thing you know, Tennessee was off to the races and covered the over all by themselves. So the Jacksonville defense is squat, but in the Tampa Bay defense, as we know, is terrible. So that's, I really love that Tampa over. Again, 9 in a row for that one.
Well,
so those are the picks I've got this far. And I was going to tell you to take the Colts, but I don't like them without T.Y. Hilton. I think they're either winless or have one win when T.Y. Hilton is not in the lineup, which is tough because when the Colts are at home against Tennessee, 13-3 against the spread, and 14-2 straight up, Titans are 1-10 in Indy straight up. So, I mean, proceed with caution. But again, when T.Y. Hilton is out of that lineup, that's a real hurdle for the Colts. So, but again, those are the picks. Those are the ones I like this week that I'm going to have a few bucks on.
Well, you heard it there, folks. Kevin Gauthier with his picks for this Sunday's NFL action. If you're going to be legally going to Indiana and doing some, you know, NFL betting, you can also catch him on Comics Watching Comics on Amazon Video right now, seasons 1-8, and Fantasy Football Jibber Jabber on YouTube and Facebook. And I'll be going to the window with your picks. Hopefully I'll be cashing in.
I hope so too. I obviously hope so too. So,
Kevin, have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks again, Ken. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Take care. Coming up next, WGN's very own Vic Vaughn joins me in studio. Ken Smith with you till 10. This is 720 WGN.